These words for reflection were written by my absolute favorite poet of all time, Richard Wilbur. It's called Fabrication. As if to prove again the bright resilience of the frailest form, a spider has repaired her broken web between the palm tree and the jasmine tree. Etched on the clear new light above the still imponderable ground, it is a single and gigantic eye whose golden pupil now the spider is. Through it, you catch the flash of steeples brightened as a cloud slips over, one loitering star, and off there to the south, slow vultures kettling in the lofts of air. Each day, men frame and weave in their own way whatever looms in sight, though they must see with human scale and bias, and though there is much unseen. The Talmud tells how dusty travelers once came to a river where a rock was waiting, and would have hastened then to strip and bathe, had not a booming voice from heaven said, "Step not into that water. 7 years since, a joiner dropped his axe therein, and it hath not reached the bottom yet." Whether beneath our senses or beyond them, the world is bottomless, a drift of star specks, and fogs our thought, although it is not true that we grasp nothing until we grasp it all. Witness this ancient map, where so much blank and namelessness surround a little mushroom clump of coastal towers, in which we may infer civility and a harbor full of spray, and all those loves which hint of love itself, imagining too a pillar at whose top a spider's web upholds the architrave.